All right, Facebook, at Ben and Kelly Show. So, Cracker Barrel, they released a new breakfast item, all right? And to promote it, they just posted a little photo on their Facebook page of their new Impossible Sausage, a plant-based option for breakfast, right? Post just simply said, discover new meat frontiers, experience the out-of-this-world flavor of Impossible Sausage made from plants next time you build your own breakfast. Pretty straightforward. Sure. Hey, there's another option if you want, or if you can't have any sort of meat and you want another option for it, Cracker Barrel is just saying, look, we've got Impossible meat now for sausage. Enjoy.
Exactly.
Then we read the Facebook comments.
I mean, there were people who were like, listen, as soon as I saw this announcement, I ran. I did not walk. I ran to open up the comment section.
We'll start with Kelly S. Oh, come on, Cracker Barrel. Just say no to this kind of wokeness and nonsenseness. Meat is meat. I ain't playing this weird pretend it's meat game. Kelly S., it's fine. You don't have to. You don't have to play. You can just order regular sausage.
Listen, it's a lot fine. Of people pointed that out, but no, she just couldn't see through the blinding rage.
Right, exactly.
Uh-huh. And so, yeah, here's the thing. Here's the thing about that. There are a lot of other comments, and people obviously started making this about more than just the plant-based sausage, Belinda. For those who want plant-based meat, welcome to Cracker Barrel. For those who prefer the traditional meat choices, welcome to Cracker Barrel. It's really that simple. If you really need something to complain about, Cracker Barrel puts a popsicle in a glass of bubbly and calls it a mimosa. Now that's atrocious.
Yes, that is true. That is true. Yeah. Thank you, Belinda. Jim M. on the plant-based sausage available now at Cracker Barrel. Good Lord, I thought Cracker Barrel would have more sense. I only eat American meat.
Oh, wow. Okay, so now it's un-American.
Now it's un-American to have plant-based. Oh, shoot. This is
Sam, I can't believe this garbage. All caps, I ordered the build-your-own breakfast with sausage patties, and my server accidentally puts this Impossible Sausage crap on my plate instead and didn't think to tell me until I had eaten the whole thing.
Oh, no.
Now, I've been going around all day demanding universal health care and respecting people's chosen pronouns. I demand a refund.
The unlikely side effects of eating plant-based Impossible sausage. Yeah,
exactly.
Peter M., the fact that you sell stuff other than crackers in barrels is why I'll never go here again. Again, these are the Facebook comments on the post Cracker Barrel put up about their Impossible sausage made from plants.
Robbie Rob, looks like you upset all the people who can't figure out how to leave fewer than three pegs on the triangle game.
Mark V, all caps. You can take my pork sausage when you pry it from my cold, dead hands.
Oh, wow.
Don't tread on my pork.
Okay, yeah. He is unaware that they are not removing anything from the menu. They're just adding a new alternative. Dawson, can y'all stop complaining about the people complaining about the meat so I can see their posts? More people are complaining about the people complaining about this post, and now I'm complaining about the people that are complaining about the people that are complaining about this post.
I'm telling you what.
It's a lot.
It is a lot. It is a lot. Yeah, just a couple more here. From Ann R., no thanks. I like my meat real and my men with chest hair. Thank you, Ann.
That's fantastic. And Josh kind of sums it up. I often wonder if Mark Zuckerberg envisioned that his little project to rate girls on the internet would turn into a forum for thousands of old people to yell at Cracker Barrel for adding a menu item they didn't want. Absolutely wild.
Yes, absolutely. If you want to see and peruse the Facebook comments for Cracker Barrel, you can. We've got it posted up at Ben and Kelly Show.